takes.
And you count.
Precious.
Pacific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Even.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Lisa, would you like to try a story?
Yeah.
We have a new segment. We're trying out a new segment.
Yes.
It's I don't have a name for it yet, but
interrupt the story.
Yeah, I guess so.
That'll work.
Where one person tells a story and then we ring the bell because I love incorporating the bell. And when I ring the bell or you ring the bell.
That's a long title, Bri. Interrupt the story is much
better. All right, wait. I told you guys all the falling down stories, right?
Probably. I'm sure.
I wasn't saying the bell was part of the story. I'm just saying that.
No.
Like,
did I tell? I know I told the story about the ice behind school, but did I tell the story about when my sister fell with her trumpet?
No.
Okay.
But we'll begin the story from here. This is okay to.
Yeah. She likes when we talk about her.
All right.
She gets excited.
No. He means, is it okay to interrupt the story?
Oh yeah, I think so.
All right. We're gonna change the details.
No, it's fine. All right. It's totally fine.
I want to see all hands here on deck. Sherry, you get ready?
Getting tired.
Okay.
All right.
So my sister and I and three of our friends from our neighborhood used to walk to school together when we were in like junior high and high school.
Uphill both ways, barefoot in the snow.
That's it. Of course. And so we all used to meet kind of on like two corners down from where we lived and walk across the street down, you know, through the park and down these hills and whatever. This particular day, it was very snowy and icy.
So you decided to take a toboggan.
So we brought the toboggan. We dragged the toboggan out of the backyard, out of the shed. And we made one of the guys drag it, although he was...
Fred.
Fred, he was strong enough to drag the toboggan across the street.
Wait, get some fish. There's a sea lion in the room.
I'm playing. Leave me alone.
So after we go through the church parking lot dragging the toboggan, the nun comes out and yells at us for making a big toboggan mark in her nice clean snow outside the back of the...
Which was particularly phallus-shaped.
It was a snow penis.
The snow... The impression... What's phallic?
Yeah.
Or like the toboggan?
No, like a snow angel.
Oh, okay.
Like a toboggan angel. But just it wasn't an angel.
Just go with it.
I know. Let's get past this.
Okay.
Part.
So.
Weenie.
Toboggan.
See now.
What?
You just had to go blue. Sure. So we get across the street and into the park. Which has all the playground equipment and everything in it. And we're dragging our... is dragging our nice little toboggan down the hill. And the toboggan begins to pick up speed behind him. So now Fred is having to run to keep ahead of the toboggan so it doesn't take him out from behind.
Which only drags him faster, or, you know, makes it go faster.
Exactly. And now we can't even see Fred. He's so far ahead of us with the toboggan. And now what are we going to do? Because we all need to be riding in the toboggan.
So we scream,
Fred! Scream Fred.
Fred.
We're screaming Fred.
Fred
throughout the park. Fred with the toboggan. But he doesn't stop. So we finally get to the part where you have to actually go up the hill. We find Fred standing at the bottom of the hill.
Naked.
Trying to drag the toboggan up this very steep hill.
Wondering why his weenie wasn't as big as the toboggan weenie.
Oh!
Story's over. We can't continue with this. Can we keep the story clean? Yeah.
I didn't do it. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just looking at
you. These guys are making penis angels in the snow, and I get in trouble.
Because he knows it's your bad influence that makes
it. You gotta fucking be kidding me, Bri.
You said to cockin.
I just said to cockin.
You might.
It's over.
No, I want to hear the rest of the story.
Oh.
Well, the funny part was that when we got up to the top of the hill, there was this big pile of snow.
I can't.
There was this big pile of snow at the edge of the parking lot because that's, you know, they plowed it all to the end of the parking lot. So my sister, like, walked over the edge of the snow to get onto the other side. And one of the guys, Fred, Bob, I don't know, something was his name. She gets to the other side, and as she's going down to step, he goes, watch out for that. And you hear boom, boom. And it was like four different, like, bangs because, like, she hit, the book bag hit, the trumpet hit. Everything was like boom, 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 boom.
What was he telling her to watch
ice.
Out for?
Oh. Oh. Watch out for that. Blue. Ice.
Was she okay?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Now it's time to play Interrupt the Story Story.
With Lisa.
Oh! Okay, so when I was in, like, my mid-teens... Alright, that's just gross. We, my mother, my sister, and I went on a series of cruises over, like, the course of, like, 5 years. Like, we would go one different one every year. And has anybody ever been on a cruise? Have you guys ever been on a cruise?
Just a dinner cruise.
So when you go on a cruise, you don't, if you do the formal, like, dining room seating, dinner time seating or whatever, you get seated with a specific other groups of people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's a table for eight or whatever, and they fill your table. So you could be sitting with two other families or whatever every night for dinner. Uh-huh. Same people. So you could get duds or you could get cool people, usually duds. And this particular year, it was kind of exciting. You know, I actually made some friends or whatever. So the first night we're going to get ready for dinner. You kind of dress up or whatever. And we go to walk into the dining, you know, the dining room or whatever. And we sit down with, I think, two other families. And one of them was a guy. One of the men was a guy who looked like Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Okay? So my mom kept commenting every time we sat down for dinner about how this guy looked like Jeff Foxworthy.
To him or just to you guys?
No, to myself and my sister. You know, hey, that guy looks like Jeff Foxworthy. And then we would, like, giggle about it because I was probably, like...
Because of course it's not
like 14, and my sister was, like, 11. And we're like, you know, like, you know, that guy looks like Jeff Foxworthy. So every night at dinner, they would come around and they would take pictures of, like, every family. And right. It was another thing that they would do to try to make money off of you on the cruise. So the photographers came around, they take pictures of everybody, and, you know, they store them, and then at the end of the week, you can go and look at the ones from every night and pick which ones you want to take home or whatever. So they come, they take pictures of all of us, and we're making the joke about, you know, I wonder who's going to buy Jeff Foxworthy's picture at the end of the week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and I'm going to find you the picture of that man because we have it. My mother bought it. She didn't buy any of the ones of us, but she bought the picture of the man who looks like Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it was Jeff Foxworthy and that everybody on the ship bought
that picture.
No,
it was just some guy. Like him. We have the picture of this man. Yeah. Like, it would be like somebody having, like, the picture of Brian, like...
Bring it in. We'll put it on the Imaginary Radio Show.
And to make it even worse is that they don't make copies of it. So the man probably went at the end of the week to look for his pictures or whatever, and that one is missing.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
This is back before digital stuff, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it was, like, whatever they printed out.
That's funny.
That was a crappy interrupt the story story because nobody interrupted my story.
It was a good story.
Oh.
Good story. So we didn't interrupt it.
I met, I was on...
Phyllis Diller.
I met,
on a kayaking trip. Come on, Brian, you're up.
I totally just almost snorted coffee out of my nose. That was good.
Oh my goodness.
She was kayaking?
I don't know, it's Brian's trip.
No, I was, my father used to do work with,
Bologna. You pause at the right moment. This is great. What else you got, Brian?
Let's see what I get you in the store. I used to work with,
all you can think about is bologna now, can't you?
My dad, holding a big bologna. Working with it. What are you doing, though? He's just working at bologna. And that's where I came from, Brian.
You're full of bologna.
Now, he worked with, like, charity organizations. One of them were... these dinner cruises around Manhattan or whatever. So he would organize it or whatever, and then he'd go on. And then we went on one of them. Me and the two of my friends went on one of them. So we're just sitting on the deck, and there were like famous people on the boat, but they were downstairs. Like, we didn't want to bother them or anything like that. I forget who it was. So I'm just sitting on deck, and we're just looking out over the bow, and I look to my right, and there's Captain Steuben from the Love Boat. Cool. On a boat.
That's funny, because I was going to say Isaac was downstairs or whatever, but
I'm staring at him.
It's actually him.
And I'm like,
that's cool.
That looks like Captain Steuben. And I'm on a boat. Like, this is really weird. So, and then we're kids. We're like, yeah, like 11, 12. Bang, you walk up to Captain Steuben. So I grab my dad, and he's like, holy shit, that's him. And he was him. I met him on a boat.
That's cool.
So we went up to him?
Yeah, my father went up to him. My father still tells that story to this day. He made him laugh.
That's good.
Whatever joke he told him.
That's awesome.
I made Captain Steuben laugh. I thought it was funny that I actually met him on a boat.
That is funny.
I was just
Love boat.
The little double take you do when you're a kid, like, oh my God, that's really him on a boat.
Yeah.
That's really odd.
Wow, that's a cool story.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. Imaginary Radio Show, the friendly IRS.
Especially when you buy the guy's picture, which is awesome.
It was funny when it happened. Forget
being able to tell it. Like, I remember, like, my mother walking into the stateroom or whatever with the picture, and I'm like, seriously, you bought his picture?
How much was it? That's hysterical.
I wonder. At the time, it was probably like $4 or $5, but...
Can you please find the picture so we can
post it? It's like a 5x... I mean, it's big. It's not, like... I mean, not an 8x10, but it's...
Yeah, 5x7.
You know, 5x7 or whatever. And it's in, like, this, you know, those cardboard, like your high school photo or whatever, you know, those cardboard, like, framing, like, you open it, and it's like... So you open it, it's the man, like, you know, smiling and...
I guess nobody questioned you guys when you bought it.
No.
How do you know it wasn't Jeff Foxworthy?
Because it looked like him, but not really. Like, he had the same, you know, like, feathery, parted hair in the front and stuff.
After a week, it would come out anyway, I'm sure. I mean, you sit with them every night, you know.
Did he ever try to make you laugh?
I think he was kind of a dud. I think he was kind of a dud. We also had a maitre d'. Like, the maitre d' would walk around every night at dinner and, like, check on every table, how is everything or whatever. But he would put his hand on the table when he spoke to you, and it would, like, bend back where his wrist was almost touching his fingers, and we would be like... Like, every time, you wouldn't be able to do anything but look at the hand. Like, he'd be talking to you, and you'd be like, what is that? You know? It was really creepy. And I think that cruise I was on with my best friend from high school, too. Like, it was my mom, my sister, she and I... And she would just be like poking me in the side. Like, look at the hand. And he's got his hand like, and he's just talking to you nonchalantly. And you're like, oh my god.
I remember those cruises. They take your. I don't know what it was. I guess it wasn't a pillowcase, but we'd come in at the end of the night, and they'd have like a towel on the bed.
Yeah,
folded,
a towel.
Like,
with
your little chocolate. And it's like drunk. 18-year-olds. What are you wasting your time with that?
No, that's cool.
No, it was nice, I thought it was nice, but...
You're like, I got the elephant again?
On my cruise, they used to use props from your room to, like, liven it up. Like, one time they made a crab and put my sunglasses on it. It's like I walked in and the crab, the little hand towel crab is wearing my sunglasses.
That's cute.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just remember ordering food at all hours in the morning because they had unlimited food.
Oh, wow.
And we figured that out. You know, it wasn't just the buffets that you could go to. You could just call up and it was like, we need seven...
Oh, please don't even try to put that in the sink. You can have them come to your room even?
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, BLTs. Okay. And then they just come to your room with the food.
You didn't waste it, though. You didn't.
No, we ate it. Oh, no.
And that's about additional charge, like on the room bill?
No, it's all... Because the first time we went, it was a long, long time ago, you paid everything in cash.
Cash.
You ran out of cash. You had a problem. The second time we went, you get what amounts to a boat credit card, and then you pay the bill at the end. So you're like, all right, now you know how much money I have. This is how much I'm going to spend. You know, fast forward, you're hammered. There's, you know, drunk half-naked women, and you're buying drinks. Don't worry, I got this. The card. It's great. They just swipe it, and we all drink. And then at the end, we're scrounging pennies trying to pay to get off this boat. Oh, my God.
What happens if you can't pay?
I'm sure they let you go and sue you for the money. You know, they don't keep you on the boat, but, like, I literally came home with, like, a dollar.
But that's not the same as everything being for free or all-inclusive.
No, it's just the way that they present it. If you present it with that card like that, like, if you have the you don't have the money, you don't have the money. You're not thinking.
Right.
You're young and you're stupid. You're just like, just swipe it. Don't matter. Hey, you want a drink? You want a drink?
Wow.
But, you know, all the food is free because it's part of it.
Wow.
And they do most of it buffet style. Like she was saying, they have, like, the fancy night and you have to wear your suit and do whatever.
Hmm.
My friend got so sick on that.
From drinking or from...
No, from seasickness.
Oh.
We were out there the first night, and there was, like, two boats that kind of launched at the same time. And they, you know, go to the Bahamas. And I'm looking in the sky at this star, and then the star goes down. And now I'm looking down at the star, and then the star goes back up, and I'm like, that's not a star, it's the other boat. You know, you can see it far away. You see the light from the other boat. But that's how much the waves were moving everything. And he was fine until I'm like, hey, check that out. That's the other boat. And then that was it. He had a reference point and he was gone.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't wait to get off that boat. I mean, they give you Dramamine and stuff like that.
Didn't help.
A little bit, but...
Once you get sick like that, it's
terrible.
He
didn't have a very fun vacation.
Oh, that sucks.
And I had to sit there and point out to them, like, oh, that's the other boat that's following us. And even I was getting like, whoa, holy... Because you didn't... Especially at night. it feels like great. It's this great feeling. It's gorgeous weather. Smells wonderful.
Couldn't he go below decks or something?
We had, you went to room. And our room is at the bottom in the center, which is kind of, I guess, the
least moving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not in the end and the top. I'm king of the world. he slept in a room a little bit and stuff like that. But
yeah, I got sick the first night on the cruise when I was in the casino. And I wasn't even thinking about it. You're not paying attention to that. And the storms were hitting real bad outside. I was like pulling the slot and I'm looking at my mother. We both felt it. We're like, oh my God. And it was too late. Because once you start getting nauseous like that, no matter what you take, you can't stop it. So the two of us were so sick the first night. We just went to our rooms and we were just like, all night long. But after that, it was fine. It was just the first night, luckily.
Yeah, I guess you get
used to it. Something kicks in, I guess. But
it's like, when we got off, when I used to work on a ferry, I worked on a ferry for not very long, but about a month. But what was happening with my equilibrium is I'd come home from work and the room would start moving. And I'm like, oh my God, I had to stop. Yeah. I had to stop.
Wow.
Because I started getting nauseous when I was in on the ferry.
It's funny when you first get off too, you get those sea legs and you're walking, you're like, oh my God, and you're still rocking for like 2 days and you're sleeping in your bed at night, going back and forth.
If you've been roller skating all day and then roller skating, you feel like you're still skating.
If you're ever running on a treadmill or something.
Yeah, you're on a trampoline and you get off and you jump, you feel like you weigh a million pounds. It's the coolest feeling in the world. I've been on a trampoline like once in my life and I'm jumping up and down, it's great. And I go to the trampoline, I go to jump and I feel like I weigh 5,000 pounds. I'm like, but I used to jump that high.
When I was younger, we used to live in Brigantine, and we moved when I was 5, so this must have been when I was like 2 or 3 or something, but I totally remember this. There was a playground, and they had like this whole set of trampolines. It was like, I don't know, about as big as this dining room table, so it was rectangular, and it had like all the little springs, you know, as trampolines do. Yeah. They weren't up high, no. They weren't up high or anything. They were like down low. It was almost as if they were over like a hole in the ground kind of thing. That's kind of how I remember it. So they were at the level of the ground. No, it was like playground for kids. It was like they were at the level of the ground. So I remember being there, and I'm jumping up and down on the trampoline, and the next thing I know, my nose got caught in the spring.
Oh, dear God.
Yep. And my mom was there. I wonder if she would remember that if I asked her. But yeah, my nose got caught in the spring.
You told me about that once.
I know, I remember.
Yeah. And then what happened? Like, just leaving?
No. I don't remember.
Like, no.
I just remember that it got caught in the spring, but I don't remember what happened.
You didn't break it or anything?
No, I don't think it broke. The weirdest things happened.
They really did. Relax and I'm prone.
Even then, I guess. I didn't know it, but I was.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.